الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. الحديث تنين كلاكشني إمام الترمذي in his Sunan or Jami' and it has a reasonable chain of narration narrated to us by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, where the theme is still the theme of patience and self control, and he shares here عليه الصلاة والسلام something. This is a one time narration, so hadithun gharib. Gharib means we don't have other narrations that are similar to it, so it stands alone. But the chain is reasonable enough that Imam Tirmidhi narrated it, and the scholars have used. I've always thought it was interesting. Where he says, عليه الصلاة والسلام, السمت الحسن والتأودة والاقتصاد جزء من 24 جزءا من النبوة. So he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, that السمت الحسن, السمت الحسن is when you're collected, your persona, right? That collectability where you have that ability to be informed and you're calm. التأودة is when you have patience, when you don't, you're not hasty, you don't react quickly, and you don't get provoked easily, right? Which is the point of this hadith. والاقتصاد is moderation. We often translate حياء to moderation, and it's a bad translation, and I did a full series on what حياء means, so don't translate it as modesty or moderation. It's not a good translation for it. اقتصاد is a reasonable translation for it, is moderation. So the Prophet ﷺ says the collective of these three, like the three things put together, are one part of 24 parts of Nubuwwah. Now, in other hadith, he uses the term of 46 parts of Nubuwwah, and Ru'ya Sarih has one of 46. These three are one of 24. So, mathematically, it works. I just don't know what exactly the rest of them are. Like, I don't know what the rest of these pieces or parts of prophecy are, aside from what he told us, alayhi salatu wasalam. Like I said, some scholars have written books where they put in what they think these aspects are. But these three together are one out of 24 parts of a prophecy put together. As-Samt al-Hasan, the calm persona. And ta'uda, patience. And iqtisad, in moderation in the way that you respond to things, is a part of being prophets. Meaning prophets, alayhim as-salatu wasalam, in order for them to be prophets, in order for them to be messengers sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get that stamp, to get the approval of them being that, they had to have these three together. These three had to come as a package. You had to be someone who is calm in general. You have samt hasan. You have a nice calm persona where you're not someone who is agitated and you're not anxious and you don't make it difficult for people to be around you or for people to, and you have ta'udah, and you're someone who's patient. And you have iqtisad, you have moderation. And the three of them, if you look at what they are, if you zoom out and see the three, they're self-control. You have it all under control. You're not led by your emotions. You're not led by your feelings or by circumstances or by whatever is occurring around you that can be upsetting to you or that can be difficult for you to go through. You have it all under control. Even though at a certain moment in your life, it may be difficult to have things under control. But this is a part of prophecy. And whenever he uses that term, alayhi salatu wasalam, it becomes something. So the reason I tell this hadith is the following. Is because he said once in that other hadith that Ru'ya Salih has one out of 46. And of course, everyone wants to come and tell me their dreams. And I don't want to hear your dreams, ever. I don't care what you saw and how great your dream was. Keep it to yourself, enjoy your dream. I don't care about your dream. But we all want to jump on dreams, and my dream said this, and it's a part of the. Okay, that's fine. But what about this one? Where he talks about Samtul Hasan with Ta'ud al-Iqtisad is one out of 24. So it's a bigger portion of the pie. 1 out of 46 is much less than 1 out of 24. It's a bigger portion of the pie of just having some certain degree of self-control, of patience, of moderation in response. This is more important. It's a bigger piece of the pie. So focus more on that one. Focus, because it's more important. If you care about parts of prophecy, and you like to be closer to prophets, alayhim as-salatu wasalam, and you think it's just about seeing visions in your sleep, which inshallah is haqq, of course, and people will see it. But what's more important is what has the bigger portion of the pie, and which is focused on your behavior, and your ability to control yourself, and to be patient, and to take things slowly, and not to be hasty, not to make to pass judgment quickly, and not to lose your temper quickly, and not to be someone who's anxious and agitated without, and it can be provoked. This is what he's teaching, alayhi salatu wasalam. And I think within that is something. And I want to point something out from yesterday because I got asked this question twice. When it came to anger and whatnot. I am not saying that when someone oversteps their boundaries with you or mistreats you or offends you, that you don't respond to them. No, I'm saying don't respond when you're in anger. There's a difference. If someone oversteps a boundary and gets into your face and mistreats you or offends you, then you are obligated not to be a doormat. Like as a Muslim, you're obligated not to be that. You have to stand your ground and you have to make sure people, but don't do it when you are flaming. Because you will do it in a way that you will later regret, and it'll actually become, it'll be turned against you, and you're the one who's wrong, and you're the one who raised your voice, and you're the one who lost your temper, and you, even though the person who did it at the beginning was that. So be careful with that. At no point am I telling people that they should sit around and let others abuse them. But I'm talking about when you are mistreated, are you going to respond with anger? Is it going to be in anger? That's a problem. No, you don't do it in anger. So if you need to take a moment to collect yourself, have some tahsan, and come back, and then lay the law. Be very clear, this was unacceptable. You can't speak to me like that. You can't act like that again. And if you do, then you'll be banned and you'll be removed, and I'll be dealing with this very differently. So you're never allowed to speak to me like that again. The difference of speaking it when you're nice and calm versus when steam is coming out of your ears. What you say is different, how it's received is different, and what it actually achieves for you is very different. So that's what I'm talking about here. And this is important because alayhi salatu wasalam was not, he didn't let people walk all over him, no. He allowed some people, he had a large heart, alayhi salatu wasalam. So if people were disrespectful, he was able to absorb a lot. He absorbed a lot. But he was able also, alayhi salatu wasalam, and often you have examples where he would draw the line. But never when his face was red, and never when he had lost his temper or lost control, ever, alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's what he taught us. And that's what I want you to understand from what I'm talking about, because I'm not trying to encourage people to be doormats. That's not the point. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم السمت الحسن والتأودة والاقتصاد جزء من 24 جزءا من النبوة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك وعظم على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد.